The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. How are you doing today? We're doing pretty good, pretty well, pretty fine. And we're here to give you the Alive and Well Natural Health Therapies Hour. Here
and
we come.
We're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of natural health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And the Alive and Well really says it, organically alive and well, across the boards, all kinds of magnificent supplements, combinations, fabulous prices, which you say all the time, they're the best. All of that there in great variety. And do not forget, we can never forget, our marvelous affiliation with, right there with, the broth. Cafe at Alive and Well. Broad spectrum broth, broad spectrum. We cannot even preface anything we say about the broth without saying our tremendous gratitude to the and interrelationship to the local Maui organic farmers. We are mutual support system. Every day we get the magnificent organic produce brought in, and we make all the different foods and all the different varieties and everything like that. High concentration juices only in glass, never a plastic contaminant.
Stop.
Yeah.
You're making me so hungry.
I know, all the time.
I shouldn't listen to you while you're doing this.
And it's fantastic. It's so delicious.
Yeah.
Salivation.
That's what I have.
I know, I understand. And I can't say that you just salivate when you look at me. You salivate when you're thinking about the broth cafe.
Well, yes, I have salvation, but salivation is another factor involved.
Very good, very well, and very well spelled. My teachers would be happy with you. And the Broth Cafe is really a broad spectrum in the sense it's all kinds of wonderful organic foods and combinations that are prepared for you there at Alive and Well, and magnificent smoothies that you can never get elsewhere, and fabulous juices, high concentration, bowl of vegetables, etc. All of that is done there at the Broth Cafe.
There you have it.
It really is. And we also want to, I just want to make sure that you understand, when it comes to making healthy choices, you bet, and organic, we're going to push you a lot because that's what we are, fanatic organics. But the thing is, if you are vegan or vegetarian or non-vegetarian, you like wild fish, you want organic chicken or meat, all of these choices, all of them are available for you at that Broth Cafe, all of them. So it fits into your life and your life choice, but it's organic and fabulous and delicious.
That's it. It's the meat of the matter.
Or the vegan meat of the matter.
That for sure.
Either way.
There is the core of veganism, vegetarianism, is the meat of the whole
idea.
That's
right. Or the wild fish, whatever it is. It's not going to be farm fish. It's not going to be any of those bad things.
No.
None of that. And you know, I want to make sure that you include the importance of, what comes from the skies, what comes from the mountaintops. Tell us a little bit about that.
You like dancing molecules.
I like dancing molecules. Dancing molecules, because it can't be dancing demicules, because you don't dance. Sorry,
don't ask
Gary.
Me. Well, don't ask me.
Okay.
I won't dance.
Don't ask me. Okay, we know that one.
Okay.
Let's get back to the dancing molecules.
Wet dancing molecules.
All right,
okay.
get to it.
It's called hydrogen and oxygen. What else do you call it? Water.
Water. Yes.
Water without all the man-made chemicals and debris that comes along with normal water. Because this is, by using the vortex water, bring your own water containers. Hopefully they're glass, but whatever you've got, fill them up at Alive and Well. You're getting the dancing water molecules as though you were sitting under a falling Maui mountain stream, all right, a waterfall. That's the purity and the reconstruction, if you will, of what water really is, and the difference it makes in your bloodstream, in your brainstream, in your entire anatomy is amazing.
That's right, and remember that actually they have listed all the benefits that have been proved with Vortex water. That's what it's called, the Vortex power, and that the principle of high oxygenation, which is what this was one of the first to discover that, was in 1938. Dr. Otto Warburg, MD, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that an oxygen-rich milieu, that hardly a disease and not even cancer can arise. That became a fundamental truth. Mm-hmm. That was very, very, very important. And you get high oxygenation here with this water, structure, detoxification, cell availability. It's phenomenal. Well, that we don't touch any other kind of water. Okay, if you take a shower, okay. Maybe sometimes you can't help it. But other than that, anything that goes into the mouth, we don't give the plants anything else than that, because then the few plants we've got, they thrive when they have Vortex.
They ever, yeah.
You know, I can't start this show, and I want you to read it, because this is the if you think of one of the great founders of light. This is the one. Could you read the famous quote in history?
Of light?
Light. Go ahead and read it. Read it from the top.
All right. Okay. I thought light came from
God.
Whatever.
I know.
Yes.
Heaven.
All right.
Right. But this is another way of expressing
okay.
it.
Okay. Quote, "The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition." And who said that? When you think of this, does the idea come to you, a little light bulb?
Yeah,
suddenly
it's light. Yeah. And who was it?
Thomas Edison.
Yeah. Thank you for your light, and even the great light, and that's what he said over there. Thank
that's
you.
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
His light surely turned on.
That's right.
Rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition.
That's right.
Well, that's been held so true. Because if you look at it closely and examine it thoroughly, drugs have an effect. Yes, they reduce symptoms, but they don't create life. Life is created by oxygen and water and good nutrients, and your cells and your body digest and fortify all of your cells in your body with a proper nutrition.
That's right.
Okay?
And
build life in every cell.
You know, it's at Alive and Well, we have to say that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medication. Doctor's area. But we love to share the information about what doctors have learned about nutrition in clinical trials, zillions of clinical trials. They've learned about nutrition.
But the doctors who espouse the results of those trials are few and far between.
Okay. So here we go to that, when our dear friends, when we give an information, not the claims or taking people off medication, we can't do that.
We never do that.
But I love that they come and share wonderful stories with us.
Yeah.
And this lady came in and she says, "I have to tell you this." And she was very emphatic and very passionate. She said that her severe diverticulitis was completely healed wonderfully, she said, with Alive and Well's multi-flora probiotic. Not making a claim. And she took a batch of it. She says, "This is amazing. Nothing had helped me." But her severe diverticulitis, inflammation of the mm-hmm. gastrointestinal tract, was completely healed wonderfully with Alive and Well's multi-flora probiotic.
Because flora are flowers, okay? The multi-flowered probiotic provides your body with the blossoms and the flowers to properly finish the digestion and reduce the putrefactive bacterial content of your guts, which in turn then gives you what? Terrific nutrition.
That's right.
And very faithful, healthy poops, healthy bowel function. Okay.
All of that. And feeling wonderful and helping to heal the gastrointestinal tract,
absolutely,
which it did for her. And that's wonderful about the combination that was so perfectly done in Alive and Well's Multiflora probiotic. Yes.
Because as we age, folks, so many of these natural functions in our body become diminished, lessened, okay?
Darling, I am growing old.
Unfortunately, but that's
unfortunately,
what happens, okay?
So, but we can handle it.
And the digestion and elimination aspect of our diet comes to major importance for
that's
so
right.
many people.
And healing as a result of giving the correct probiotic stature of the intestinal
yes, but
tract.
Seldom are the probiotics ever recommended by the physicians.
It's, right.
it's always another drug.
Yes.
But to restore the probiotic population of your guts, you might want to try what this lady testified to.
That's right. It was a terrific, and she says, she was so happy. It was so wonderful. And that can be such a serious and painful, when I'm making claims,
yes.
condition. And, you know, when you talked about medication, just came out in the news. And let us just preface this by saying the food FDA is the Food and Drug Administration. And when they do a boxed warning, a black box warning that's put on a particular medication, that's their most serious warning of the most devastating side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the news. I'll share it with you, Dan. FDA, Food and Drug Administration, they're not health foodies, adds boxed warning to Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, the medication. And they say that this medication could cause severe hypocalcemia, the loss of all kinds of bones and calcium. This is what's amazing here. Listen to what this drug is used for. Listen to what they say. Patients with mineral or bone disorders, or who suffer from chronic kidney disease and take Prolia, are particularly at risk for developing the illness of hypocalcemia. Now, here they define it. Prolia, the other name for that drug is denosumab. Okay, let me say Den. How do you pronounce it? Hey, Den, your name is at the top of the list on that one. D-E-N-O-S-U-M-A-B. Denosumab.
I want nothing to do with that.
That's right. Sorry that it had your name at the top of that. Sorry, dear. Is a medication
it's
prescribed.
It's defamation of character.
That's right. And this is a medication used, prescribed to treat osteoporosis.
Guess
they
what?
Get put, and it causes. And we've now come with a boxed warning from the FDA that taking it increases a patient's risk of developing low blood calcium levels, a condition known as hypocalcemia. Unbelievable.
But still, the FDA approves the drug.
They proved it and let you go on taking it. Patients with mineral or bone disorders, or who suffer from chronic kidney disease and take Prolia, are particularly at risk for developing severe illness. According to U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, severe hypocalcemia presents with symptoms. Common symptoms include the following. Listen to the symptoms. Confusion, seizures, heart arrhythmias, fainting, facial twitching, uncontrolled muscle spasms throughout the body, weakness, tingling, numbness. Many patients with advanced chronic kidney disease were hospitalized, experienced life-threatening events, or died as a result of severe hypocalcemia caused by the medication.
Go ahead and use it anyway, folks.
Yeah. Can you read this, Dan?
Yeah. That's
go
the
right
FDA's
ahead.
Procedure. Okay, word for word, as the doctor wrote it, folks. Here it comes. Prolia is a monoclonal antibody often used by postmenopausal women at an increased risk of fracture and who have a difficult time tolerating other therapies. The drug is injected once every 6 months by a healthcare professional.
Gosh.
Common
Gosh.
Side effects include back pain, muscle pain, arm and leg pain. It was first approved in June of 2010 for women and later approved to treat men with osteoporosis.
Unbelievable.
According to the Food and Drug Administration, an estimated 2.2 million pre-filled Prolia syringes were sold to U.S. healthcare settings in 2022.
How many million? Say it again.
It was 2.2
million. doses given out and given to these medical centers that gave that to people.
But look out, folks. It might cause these problems. But let me just add this one little bon mot, if you will. If they're warning you that these things can happen, it proves that they have happened.
That's right, or they would never do a black box warning if
and
it weren't.
And it proves that in spite of those side effects, the Food and Drug Administration approved it for use anyway.
And still do.
That's right.
Even though it's causing the very condition and a zillion other conditions.
Is there any conflict of interest there?
Totally. Okay.
The boxed warning is the most prominent type of warning the FDA requires for medications. You can use this, but you're liable to die. So go ahead and use it anyway. But look out. It's all your fault.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, continue with the article. The label update comes after the FDA first issued a safety alert in November of 2022 about the drug's risk for hypocalcemia in women on dialysis. The safety alert was issued after initial results from the drug manufacturer's study indicated that an increased risk of hypocalcemia in patients with advanced kidney disease. The findings of the FDA investigation with the new boxed warning comes after the FDA evaluated the studies by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The results showed a significant increase in the risk of developing severe hypocalcemia with Prolia treatment. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It is so disgusting and not only causing the very thing it's supposed to help, but all those horrible other side effects and even death unbelievable. And that they black box warning, yeah, but they still let it be sold.
And
okay.
How is it you don't suddenly become super hypocalcemia by taking the drug. It happens gradually.
That's right. And because they have bone loss. Unbelievable. Go ahead, Dan.
And then because it isn't an immediate crisis, the FDA, the doctors and the FDA don't recognize it as such. If you're still losing bone, you better increase the dosage.
Unreal.
Okay?
Unreal.
And as you know how that scenario goes.
And, you know, let's realize something, what they are ignoring in this whole process. Let's talk about what is a proven, across the boards, even medically, all right? Nutrient. The MK7 form of K2, totally natural.
K2 is a vitamin.
That's right.
And the Mark 7 edition, if you will, of the K2 is most effective in helping to build bone mineral density.
Yes, it works wonderfully also with vitamin D3 that takes all the calcification out of the arteries so that your arteries are pure and beautiful and wonderful. You get a better blood flow and a better outcome with your heart and life. And it takes the calcification with D3 and puts it right into the bones where it's supposed to be. And it has been proven to significantly, as much as even 70 or 80%, higher bone density.
Yes.
Yeah. And yet it's also cleaning out your arteries. It has no side. Dennis and I take that every day. It has no side effects. And it helps you dramatically.
And the dramatic help goes beyond bone building.
Oh, yes.
And connective tissue. One more factor.
Yes.
It also helps with the neurotrophic factor creation in the brain.
Oh, you're smart.
Okay.
Neurotropic factor.
Yeah.
Sounds
that's
like
creating
creating
new nerves, new neurons, new brain development, okay? That's what Mark 7 vitamin K2 does.
And it's from the plants. It's from the plants that it concentrates.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. No drug.
It's multifaceted.
But we've read so many reports and when it shows how it dramatically increases bone density while cleaning out the arteries.
Yeah.
Cleaning out the arteries and one of the biggest fears, calcification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amazing. And that's part of that. And when they're talking about the women, but men too, there's a natural hormone. And Dr. John Lee wrote about this extensively. Dr. Oz came on television talking about it. Dr. Niels Larson, one of the leading doctors, OBGYN, head of Mount Sinai, enormous hospital in New York City. And they came all talking about the proven statement that they're both men and women, actually, produce a natural hormone plants also produce that and can be standardized from the plants a natural hormone that they no longer make in the early 40s, and it's called natural progesterone. And one of the main roles, just as Dr. Lee and other specialists wrote down, we even have that documents on all that, though they never made any money from it, is that it feeds the bone-building cells. Mm-hmm. The osteoblasts are the bone-building cells. And the cells have a mouth for the food that they need in order to make them able to do this. And the natural progesterone feeds the bone-building cells so that they can turn the minerals you take it into bone.
There you go.
And so Dr. Lee said, always you have to take it because without it, you get osteoporosis and bone loss.
And it also reduces excessive estrogen levels.
That's exactly okay. Right. Prevents
now,
it, protects the tissues from
that.
This
may come as a surprise to a lot of guys, but hey, you make estrogen. Huh?
Huh?
Huh? You make a female hormone? It's going to build your uterus? Going to give you breast cancer?
Sensitive guys, but there's a reason.
But
here.
here's the problem. Here is a major problem that develops. We make a little bit of estrogen as we're maturing into young men and older men. But as we get older, guess what? We're making more estrogen. Huh? And you know what else? It's the 5-alpha reductase enzyme converts part of your testosterone into estrogen.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Nasty.
What
is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you might want to consider using the bioidentical progesterone as Dr. John Lee espoused 50 years ago.
That's exactly
okay?
Right.
Because that prevents the excessive buildup of estrogen and the negative effects. It counteracts the negative effects of cancer development from excessive estrogen.
And has two others that men don't realize, and often they're never taught. When the progesterone isn't keeping down and keeping hidden away those estrogenic effects, the prostate swells up. And
that's
you get severe
point.
Prostate. But in addition to that, what has also been shown, when we're not using the right nutrient, that type of thing, what happens is that the testosterone drops and their ability to perform sexually and all of those other things drops too. So that's
but
why the natural progesterone
that,
helps
honey,
to counteract it.
Before that, honey, there's an activity going on. The 5-alpha reductase becomes more pronounced as we age, and that converts our testosterone into estrogen.
Oh, wow.
And the bioidentical progesterone prevents that from
That's
happening.
Right. And just like it's been recommended by Dr. Lee and all the top experts, Dr. Ross, all Dr. Niels Larson, it's using a cream standardized from the plants.
Yeah.
Men have their cream, and women have their cream.
And okay. Why do they use a cream? Why did Dr. John Lee recommend a cream? Because it is much more effectively utilized if it comes through the skin into the bloodstream.
That's right. And
if you're taking it orally, it can be effective in a progesterone capsule, but nowhere near the effectiveness as using the cream, a direct application to your skin.
Right, and that's what all the experts said. That's what all, and Niels Larson and all of them said that. The cells receive it when it's put on the skin.
That's what I was trying to say.
I know you were trying to say it. I said it for you.
Always there.
So
always
all of
there.
That, and you know, when you, another thing that is not realized, and so many people have learned, I understand the importance of the different minerals that make up bone structure. Of course, they're very important. But there's also what people don't know is that a major part of bone structure that connects all the minerals and makes better bones, stronger, and less permeable and not brittle bone, but makes them strong and flexible, is collagen.
Mm-hmm.
So taking a collagen supplement is really wonderful, or a collagen combination along with your minerals connects all of those minerals together and makes the bones flexible, strong, and less likely to have fractures and that type of thing. Spontaneous fracture, that was the word I was looking for.
I couldn't have said it better.
Really, that's very nice of you to admit that. So collagen, not only is, we don't make that after about the mid-40s, but collagen is also beautiful and marvelous for your skin, your hair,
connective
your
tissue,
nails, and the connective tissue, and your joints, and everything else like that. But it also is a major part of building the bones.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! So, doing the right nutrients and vitamin D3 in the proper amounts All of that is so critical. Don't do the terrible drugs, okay?
Well, again, D3 is instrumental in helping to absorb all the bone-building nutrients from your guts into your bloodstream. But then the D3 looks around, where is the K2? I need K2 over here. I can't deal. I'm getting a lot of buildup of calcium and other minerals in the arteries and capillaries because there's no K2. Where's the Mark 7 K2? Well, along comes Mark 7 K2, picks up all the nutrients that vitamin D3 has brought in from the intestines into the bloodstream, and picks up those minerals and puts them where? In the bones, and properly distributed in the brains.
Exactly. Okay? So correct.
That's incredible.
And you know, how many times the leading cause of liver failure are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, ibuprofen and all the others.
Well, the liver's responsible for cleaning things out of your system.
Right, right. The leading cause, and that's why the top hospitals give NAC+, the nutrient that regenerates the liver when it's been knocked out. And as serious as alcoholism is, it's the number two cause of liver failure. Number one are the cross-the-counter medications.
NAC is the cause of...
No. I meant the medications cause that NAC restores the liver after it's been damaged and destroyed by those toxic drugs.
Well, the liver has a natural... It's built into the function of the liver. The liver has a natural capability of regrowing and restoring itself. But when it's overwhelmed, which most people's livers are because of the toxic environment in which we live, and all the chemicals that are put into our food and all the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and plastics, the liver has a hard time doing that. So along comes NAC+.
Exactly.
NAC+ says, here, liver, let's do it together.
That's right.
And it helps the liver restore, renew, and regenerate itself. It also helps the liver produce glutathione.
That's right.
What is glutathione? A magical substance called an antioxidant.
That fights all illnesses. All illnesses.
All illnesses. Mm-hmm. It reduces inflammation through your body. It regenerates your lungs, regenerates your brains and your heart and your liver and your kidneys. It's amazing stuff.
And they have, and that's true. What's also been established medically, Dan, just as you've been saying, it is not only the liver regeneration with the NAC+, but also kidney.
You know,
kidneys and the lungs. That's
the
why we're
lungs,
such a main
time.
Fighter, you know, in COVID and all serious infections.
And NAC+ restores the liver function and restores the liver health and composition. It's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. And, you know, we were just talking and touching on...
And no side effects.
No, oh, God, only benefit. So here, again, top doctors talking right here, and they quote the clinical trials. And they say, here, to mask, they say, inflamed, swollen hands and legs with ibuprofen, the non-steroidal antiprotozoal, is a critical mistake that could lead to more severe problems, they say. And then they quote the trials. Painkillers you can get without a prescription like ibuprofen, as well as acetaminophen, naproxen, and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. They work by temporarily reducing the amount of prostaglandins made by your body. Your body releases prostaglandins when you have an injury. These hormone-like substances contribute to inflammation and includes swelling and increased sensitivity to pain. They pose dangers to the heart, kidneys, bone, and even your hearing. In fact, studies show that NSAIDs, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, are responsible for at least 107,000 hospitalizations in the U.S. and over 15,000 outright deaths a year in the U.S., clinical trials showing that.
But you know what? Wait a minute, honey. Wait a minute. You can take a baby ibuprofen. A baby ibuprofen is safe. For an adult...
Bull.
Why do they have a baby ibuprofen for babies?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Okay.
And it's terribly unsafe. And Dennis is being sarcastic about that.
So well, absolutely.
Of course.
It's a toxic drug which can be manifold side effects for an infant or a baby or a young child or a young adult. It ain't safe, folks.
No, and they go on to say that ibuprofen okay, mm-hmm. across the counter and said, risks that seniors need to know, say the doctors and all the quotes, clinical trials. Increased risk of heart failure. They call mm-hmm. it the negative size includes. Studies have found that NSAIDs increased risk for heart attack and heart problems by at least a third. Ibuprofen.
More than
doubled the risk of a major heart event. More than doubled.
More than doubled.
Doubled. Another recent medical study involving, listen, 10 million people. Unbelievable. Found that those currently taking NSAID had a 19% higher risk of being hospitalized for complete heart failure.
Good God.
Decreased kidney function, increased blood pressure. They go on and on. Ulcers and bleeding in the stomach and intestines. Oh, God. Increased risk of bone loss. Just bone loss?
Yeah, yeah.
NSAIDs shut down the favorable mechanism, a synthesis that's needed for bone transplant. They go on and on. Increased risk of hearing loss. Amazing, too, that the NAC Plus was used by the Marines because of clinical trials. NAC reversed hearing loss, and they used it for their soldiers. They continued to do that, shooting and things like that.
In the explosion. Whether it's a rifle or a grenade or an artillery shell, whatever it might be.
And when researchers, that's medical researchers, they're quoting that, studied more than 55,000 women in the nurses' health study, capitalized, found that people who used NSAIDs had a far higher risk of developing complete hearing loss compared to people who didn't use these drugs. Can you believe
mama,
this?
Mama.
Okay. And
go back to the heart thing.
Yeah.
Read that again.
The heart failure. Increased risk for heart failure.
Okay, let's hear it.
Studies have found that NSAIDs increase risk for heart attack and other heart problems by at least one-third. Ibuprofen in particular more than doubled the risk of a major heart event.
Okay. Now, combine
another study involving 10 million people found that had a 10 million people.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And when you develop a heart condition, what do they put you on?
Painkillers.
Statin drugs.
Yes. Which destroy the
muscle of your heart.
That's right. Okay. And rob it of the nutrient needed to keep the heart pumping.
That's it.
The cardio coenzyme.
What a great combination. NSAIDs and statin drugs. Boy, that's a guaranteed heart attack.
You know, these doctors report that according to inflammation, there's a breakthrough medical research revealed a single natural ingredient that reduces pain and swelling far better than ibuprofen with zero, they say, side effects. And that was, they went on to make the point, it was that curcumin. It was that turmeric curcumin with the highest absorption point, okay? Much more effective than ibuprofen for post-surgical pain, swelling, aching joints, morning stiffness, and muscle soreness. I want you to talk about this. And a North Carolina School of Medicine study, Medical Sunny, found that this natural solution has a surprisingly wide range of beneficial properties. The list includes, but not limited to, relieving psoriasis, skin conditions, potent antioxidants, speeding wound healing, easing respiratory problems, and helping to detoxify the liver. Okay? So, and they say these are not those bad drugs, they say, okay, and they are terrible, but there's nothing wrong. Can you do the summation on curcumin and tell us about pain power and that form of that, okay?
Here it is, folks, word for word, verbatim. The University of Edinburgh found that curcumin boosts the activity of your body's own antioxidant enzymes, fighting free radicals, which cause oxidative damage. Antioxidant does not mean it's against oxygen. It's fighting those elements which do neutralize oxygen utilization and neutralizing those bad effects. Curcumin reduces that inflammatory chronic state which causes those conditions. Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine reports, it increases brain levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Oh, baby. Referring to curcumin. Curcumin increases the brain levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factors, which is a type of growth hormone in the brain that functions in brain reversing many age-related decreases in brain function. Oh, my God.
I know.
Is that beautiful?
Isn't that amazing?
And results from studies in Japan and China and Thailand all showed that the curcumin improves the function of the endothelium, which is the lining of your blood vessels.
Right. You know,
May I just say something?
Yes.
10 years ago, I'd read several articles by holistic physicians about the benefits of curcumin. And I asked a very renowned biochemist and research biochemist if he could recommend for us, for Alive and Well, a curcumin product. He says there is no combination of a better absorbed form of curcumin because curcumin is difficult to absorb. So he designed for Alive and Well a product which is primarily curcumin with natokinase and serratiopeptidase and boswellia and other anti-inflammatory healthy herbs in combination with the curcumin, and we called it Pain Power. We've been using and recommending for people who want relief from pain and chronic inflammation, Pain Power for years. But recently, in the last year, more and more information has become public about how effective curcumin really is. People say, well, I take turmeric. That's wonderful that you're taking turmeric. But turmeric contains about not even 2% curcumin. The Pain Power contains 2,000% more curcumin than any turmeric substance.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Along with a half a dozen other major anti-inflammatory enzymatic functions in for your body, which definitely reduces inflammation.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, inflammation is considered the source of all disease. All disease. Name a disease where inflammation is not a factor. There is no disease where inflammation is not a factor.
Right.
Inflammation is the source of, the creator of, all irregular metabolic function, which leads to one disease or another or several.
It's the war. It's the war that destroys all the structures and everything like that. And I wanted you also to go right to destroying the structures.
But as one, that's information. That's in, what I'm giving you is information. And it's very important, of course. But I didn't know how important it was until I was explaining this in much the same terms I've just shared with you, with a woman who had a lot of pain. And I, as I explained, that the inflammation just burns up the microscopic little cells. Every little cell in your body, whatever the particular health challenge might be, is destroyed by this chronic inflammation, this fire. That's exactly what it amounts to. Because a cell is microscopic, but when the inflammation is so great, it just burns it up.
Okay,
and that stops the natural function of every cell in your body.
And I want to just add a thing about that that was so important about it was a discovery that there was an extract of the black pepper called bioperine,
mm-hmm.
that it was discovered throughout Europe and all, that increased the absorption of something by 1,000%.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is added in the correct balance to make sure that you get far more advanced absorption when you're taking the Pain Power. And also remember the boswellia was the ancient herb that's used for 1,000 years, Mother Mary and all, by the wise men, stopping pain and inflammation, mm-hmm. with no side effects, actually helping to heal the digestive tract. And you were mentioning, when you said natokinase and all, these are wondrous enzymes in higher potency that mm-hmm. eat up all inflammation, have no side effects. And the important thing also for so many people like allergic, you know, I have a background of allergies and asthma and all kinds mm-hmm. of things like that. There's no animal and no allergen
mm-hmm.
in Pain Power. It's absolutely the safest thing on the planet.
And when you hear the word piperine, is black pepper extract. Now, black pepper extract, people say, pepper, I can't eat pepper because it burns.
No, it doesn't.
Well, folks, this one does not burn.
Not at all.
Okay?
Not at all.
Does not cause you any negative effect. What it does do is enhance the absorption. of all the components in Pain Power. It's phenomenal.
And we get an endless stream of joyful, wonderful friends coming in and telling you, you've heard us so many times, but it saved me from the terrible family disease they had, you know, bone on bone and crippling and everything else. And the Pain Power saved me from all the effects that they said I'd be in a wheelchair, everything, and our daughter's career and all of that.
Yeah. And it isn't just skeletal or muscle.
No.
It's also neurological.
That's right.
It is major, major component in helping reduce inflammation that occurs in the brain.
That's right.
So it puts out the fire that's decomposing your brain neurotrophic factors, which are good nerve regeneration factors. They're burned up with inflammation, cell by cell, microscopic by microscopic.
Yeah.
And the Pain Power puts out the fire.
And you know, we get, it's amazing because you can be in a whole lot of different professions, a whole lot of different kinds of work,
mm-hmm.
and whichever sex you happen to be, you know, and you could be we've had so many those who work in construction, so many those who are working in orchestras and use their shoulders or their backs or their necks, and they were in terrible pain, and it was getting to stop their ability to perform in the usual way. Painters, we've had those in, you name it, okay? And Pain Power was significant because it doesn't matter what the source of the problem is. It addresses the source in a creative and wondrous way to reconstruct and stop the pain and inflammation.
I couldn't have said it better.
Really?
Really.
You're giving me that credit?
Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
Credit.
You know, it's amazing, too. I'm going to get to another topic, okay? Is that all right, Dolly?
If you insist,
Insist, okay. And that is, okay, doctor pointing out over here. I'm not making up these names. I don't want to make up names, and we often talk about how important it is we have our juices in glass and do all of that type of thing. And this has come out big news about plastics and plasticizers.
That's big news.
Big news, and especially for the organic focus that we've had and so many people mm-hmm. should have. Okay. And here they're the medical research. Okay. All right. Many of the foods consumed by Americans are contaminated with harmful plastic chemicals that contribute to health complications such as diabetes, I didn't realize that, cardiovascular disorders, infertility, according to a recent medical report. The group tested 85 food items from 11 categories: beverages, canned beans, condiments, dairy, fast food, grains, infant food, oh boy, meat and poultry, packaged fruit and vegetables, prepared meals, and seafood, according to the January 4th report about this. Researchers examined foods for the presence of plasticizers, a chemical used to boost the durability of plastics. The group analyzed 2 to 3 samples from each food item, looking for 2 types of common plasticizers: bisphenols and phthalates. How do I pronounce that, Dan?
I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
Bisphenols and phthalates. P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S.
It's fun watching you say those words.
Phthalates.
I can see your tongue twisting trying to get the right...
And Gary's annoyed because I've just been breathing and spinning all over the microphone. Sorry, Gary. Okay. As well as some of their substitutes. The researchers found that these chemicals remain, quote, widespread in our food products despite, quote, growing evidence of severe health risks. Okay, they discovered that 79% of tested samples had bisphenols, while 84 out of 85 items had phthalates. Exposure to these plasticizers caused severe health issues, such as the potentially negative effects on the brain and prostate glands of children.
Mm.
As well as their behavior caused by bisphenol A, BPA exposure. BPA has also been linked to type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and high blood pressure. Phthalates have been associated with obesity, type 2 diabetes, lower sperm motility.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
And sperm motility, the sperm production in males today is about 40% less than it was at the turn of, middle of 100 years ago.
Wow, and look at that, nobility and the concentration of sperm, the mm-hmm. amount of sperm you got. Early puberty in girls and cancer, okay? And I just want to do this one thing here. Well, Both bisphenols and phthalates have been shown to be endocrine disruptors, meaning they interfere with the generation and regulation of hormones. Disruptions to hormone levels lead to cardiovascular disease, infertility, diabetes, and neuro, that's nerve, developmental disorders. Exposure to these chemicals come from environment, food, and packaging. They list here, and I don't think it's safe to list all the different companies in beverages, canned foods, condiments, dairy, fast food, so many of the different names, these names of them, grains, infant food, and they even do that infant food things, okay? Meat and poultry.
Does it tell you in the quantity on an annual basis of phthalates and other plasticizers that people consume inadvertently? Nobody chews on plastic.
I want to give
how,
you,
but
yeah.
But how much is, well, may I enter this into the conversation? The amount of plasticizers and microplastic particles that people eat in the course of a year would equal the size of a credit card.
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. And they
can
go
you chew
on
a credit card?
No, and they give you all kinds of fast food combinations. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say the names, okay? Okay. I don't know that we even have the freedom to do that, but I am going to say that with these plastic things that, you know, we can always let people know. Anyway, I want you to read what they have to say, that researchers had to say about the studies and what they show.
Okay? All righty. Word for word, folks, just as the doctors wrote it. Studies have associated high blood pressure and insulin resistance and reproductive issues with phthalates, even when the level of the plasticizer was below the threshold set by European and U.S. authorities.
Wow.
Because people can be exposed to a wide range of ways, it can be difficult to quantify a safe limit for the chemical in any single food. The more we learn about these chemicals, including how widespread they are, the more it seems clear that they harm us even at very low levels, Mr. McIntyre said. A study published in September found that BPA was directly linked to two disorders during childhood, autism and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That's in kids. In children with these conditions, the body's ability to detoxify BPA was found to be reduced. I mean, they're that young. And they have all this plastic in
all
them.
That, and okay. All the infant foods and everything. They even list all the names and everything.
Bisphenol S, a BPA substitute, was found to increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, according to a 2022 study. Although BPA and BPS and BPF, all forms of plasticizers, share similar chemical properties, BPS and BPF, as in Frank, are not safe alternatives for BPA. Good God.
Good. All of these terrible
things. You
got
to take a dictionary with you to the supermarket to find out what...
Organic and without the chemicals and without those plastics.
That's right.
Right? Organic, without the chemicals, without those plastics.
A study published by the National Library of Medicine in June of 2022 found that phthalates in high concentrations in certain medications,
medications
raise the risk of childhood cancer.
Oh.
They're making drugs with plasticizers.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
And childhood cancer.
Childhood
cancer.
How much?
There could be nothing worse on the planet.
Good God.
I'm sorry. And so this, they're
at
actually,
such a young
and this
age.
They're telling the research of, the, this is medical research quoted
absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so again.
Overall, childhood phthalate exposure was associated with a 20% higher risk of childhood cancers.
Oh.
20%.
Oh.
At the tender age of childhood, my God almighty, how much plastic can they eat? How much it is... It permeates everything that they put in their mouth.
It really is. We have to. That's why we've even, part of it was a joke, but part of it is true. Fanatic Organics. You have to be, that has to be a major focus of your life. Eating, not doing those chemicals, making sure you eat organically, et cetera.
Right.
Okay. And you know, they do a major medical thing here, and I want to get cut to the chase on these big clinical trials. Okay. nutrient deficiency has been linked to depression. Well, they were talking about how widespread it's become and all different forms in all ages. And here they talk about a medical study. Blood analyses revealed study participants with, you know, all kinds of major depressive disorders and depression had nutritional deficiencies, including deficiencies in the antioxidant cardio-CoQ10 and lutein, acetyl-L-carnitine, which helps turn fat into energy, the vitamin B complex, and nutrients available in top supplements. Researchers explored individualized treatment regimens to address the metabolic issues linked to depression. Connections exist between depression and diseases like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Targeting metabolic factors offers hope of improving outcomes across conditions that increase depression risk. And here they were talking here, and they talked about the medical doctors. Increasing the intake of key nutrients reduces depression risk, according to Dr. Navau's team, a medical doctor that did this study.
This has been known for 50 years,
yes,
60 years,
and
80
vitamin
years.
B12 for relieving distress, a 2020 review of the studies, okay? And they say there's Northwell, Long Island, Jewish, Forest Hills, New York, supplements that restore healthy levels. Acetyl-L-carnitine was top of the list. Commonly, and when there's deficiencies of acetyl-L-carnitine, it's commonly associated with all kinds of terrible things like muscle weakness, fatigue, irritability, hypoglycemia, shortness of breath, or swelling, and for the heart and everything else like
and
that.
And dementia.
And dementia, and all of that, but they were all the medical studies. Boy, we have endless amounts of information for you, and you know that we share that, and we live by these. Think about you. You got to remember, I don't like the word elimination. Eliminating of toxins and everything. Well, what do I do? Just think substitution. Substitute delicious and wonderful and organic and healthy and not garbage.
If you want to eat garbage and sweets and carbs, okay, try having a bowl in your refrigerator of frozen strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, cherries.
Organically done.
Organically done.
Okay, and
they
just
give you the proper complex sugars and the energy that you can use.
Right, and wonderful substitutes. They're wonderful, wonderful substitutes. Organically across the boards, we have great ideas for you, and we can share them with you. Remember, you the 877-4950, 877-4950, our phone. We can have everything ready for you at the cafe. It's beautiful. You can sit there in beautiful air conditioning at the marble thing and sit there and enjoy with your friends or have it catered. Take it to your house. You could pick it up if you're leaving and going somewhere. You can give healthy, wonderful, terrific, organic, and delicious and wonderfully priced. You can call that 877-4950 for any of our services.
Or you can do the app.
And you can also call for make an appointment with Dennis or Mona. Dennis or Mona, okay?
And the app for the Broth Cafe is thebroth@aliveandwell.com.
And also remember, there's no charge if you want to sit and talk. We're not doctors. We just love to share information. Just sit and one-on-one, Dennis and Mona, no charge.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.